Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at Try the World. Take a food journey around the world by visiting 12hopflop.com/try the world. More on them in a bit. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back to another delightful episode of 12 Hop Flop. It's me, Floppy, your friendly neighbourhood rabbit, here to hop along with you on this journey to finding calm in the midst of chaos. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my furry heart: how to stay serene when the world feels like it's spinning out of control. You know, there was this one time when 8-Bit and I were in our burrow and a big storm hit. The wind was howling, the rain was pouring, and our cosy little home felt like it was shaking. But guess what? We found our way to calmness right in the middle of that storm. And today, I want to share with you some of the secrets we discovered. So let's nibble on this juicy carrot of calm together, shall we? All right, let's hop into our first topic: understanding chaos. Now, as a rabbit, chaos can be a sudden loud noise, a strange new scent, or an unexpected visit from a nosy squirrel. It's that feeling of your heart racing, your whiskers twitching, and your ears perking up in all directions. For humans, chaos might be a busy day at work, a never-ending to-do list, or even just the unpredictability of life itself. Imagine you're a rabbit in a bustling meadow. There's so much happening all at once: birds chirping, leaves rustling, and who knows what else lurking in the tall grass. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? But understanding that chaos is simply a part of life is the first step towards finding calm. It's not about eliminating chaos, but learning to navigate through it with grace. So, whether it's a demanding boss, a pile of dishes, or an unexpected change in plans, recognizing that chaos is natural can help you approach it with a bit more calm and a lot less stress. Now, let's talk about finding your carrot of calm. You might be wondering, Floppy, what exactly is a carrot of calm? Well, just as a carrot is a rabbit's favourite treat, a carrot of calm is something that brings you peace and tranquility. It's that little something that helps you feel centred, no matter what's happening around you. For me, it's a quiet corner of the burrow where I can snuggle up and listen to the soothing sounds of the earth. For 8-Bit, it's finding a sunny spot and stretching out to feel the warmth on her fur. Everyone has their own carrot of calm, and it's important to identify what yours is. Think about what makes you feel safe and relaxed. Is it a warm cup of tea, a walk in the park? Maybe it's reading a good book or listening to your favourite music. Whatever it is, make sure to keep it close, especially during those chaotic moments. Your carrot of calm is your anchor, your little piece of serenity that you can always return to. Hey there, wonderful listeners! Do you love trying new treats and discovering flavours from around the world? Well, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Try the World. Imagine receiving a curated box of gourmet snacks and delicacies from different countries right at your burrow, I mean doorstep, each month. Every box is filled with a delightful assortment of international goodies, from French butter cookies and Italian chocolate tarallini to Thai sriracha banana chips and beyond. It's like a tasty adventure you can enjoy without ever leaving home. Each treat is carefully selected to bring you the best flavours from around the globe, offering a unique culinary experience. Whether you're a foodie looking to explore new tastes or just someone who loves a good snack, Try the World has something for everybody. And it's not just about the snacks. Each box also includes a cultural guide, helping you learn about the traditions and stories behind your new favourite treats. It's a wonderful way to expand your horizons and enjoy some delicious surprises along the way. So, if you're ready to embark on a global munching adventure, hop over to 12hopflop.com/try the world and start your journey today. Use code JOY10 for 10% off your order. Trust me, your taste buds will thank you. That's 12hopflop.com/try the world and use code JOY10 for 10% off. Happy munching, my friends. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, now let's hop into some techniques for finding calm in the chaos. These are simple yet powerful methods that I, as a rabbit, use to stay serene, and I think you'll find them helpful too. First, let's talk about deep breathing and mindfulness. As rabbits, we often twitch our noses, taking in the scents around us. This simple act keeps us present and aware. For you, taking deep breaths can have a similar effect. When you feel overwhelmed, try this. Take a deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a moment, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. Repeat this a few times, and you'll notice your heart rate slowing down and a sense of calm washing over you. Next, creating a safe space is crucial. Every rabbit has a burrow, a place to retreat to when things get too hectic. For humans, your burrow might be a cozy corner of your home, a favourite chair, or even a special room. Fill this space with things that bring you comfort and peace. It's your sanctuary where you can recharge and find your centre. Another technique is connecting with nature. We rabbits are always in tune with the natural world, and there's something incredibly calming about it. Spend some time outside, feel the grass under your feet, listen to the birds, and breathe in the fresh air. Nature has a way of grounding us and reminding us of the simplicity and beauty of life. And lastly, practicing gratitude can shift your focus from chaos to calm. Every evening, I sit quietly and think about the things that made me happy that day. It could be a delicious piece of carrot, a sunny day, or the company of 8-Bit. By acknowledging these small joys, you can cultivate a sense of peace and contentment. Now let's hop into the world of building resilience. Resilience is like a sturdy burrow that protects you from the storms of life. It's about developing the strength to bounce back, no matter how chaotic things get. First off, let's talk about routines and habits. We rabbits thrive on routines. Knowing when it's time to eat, sleep, and play gives us a sense of security and predictability. Humans can benefit from routines too. Establishing a daily schedule that includes time for work, rest, and self-care can create a stable foundation, making it easier to handle unexpected disruptions. Next, let's focus on the power of positive thinking. Just as we rabbits stay alert for predators, but don't live in constant fear, humans can train their minds to focus on the positive aspects of life. When faced with a challenging situation, try to find a silver lining or a lesson to be learned. This shift in perspective can make a world of difference in how you experience and react to chaos. Another important aspect is self-compassion. Sometimes we all make mistakes or face setbacks, and that's okay. When things don't go as planned, be kind to yourself. Instead of being your harshest critic, try to be your own best friend. Remember, resilience isn't about never falling, it's about getting back up every time you do. Finally, lean on your support system. Just as we rabbits rely on our warren for safety and companionship, humans need their friends, family, and community. Don't hesitate to reach out when you need a helping paw. Sharing your worries and seeking advice can provide comfort and new perspectives. By building resilience through routines, positive thinking, self-compassion, and a strong support system, you'll find it easier to stay calm and navigate through life's storms with grace. As we hop towards the end of our episode, let's take a moment to recap the key points we've explored today. Finding calm in the chaos is all about understanding that chaos is a natural part of life, just like the occasional rainstorm in our burrow. By identifying your carrot of calm, those special things that bring you peace, you can navigate through the storm with more ease. We talked about some simple yet powerful techniques for staying calm, like deep breathing, creating a safe space, and connecting with nature. These practices can help ground you and bring you back to the present moment. And don't forget the importance of gratitude. Acknowledging the little joys in your life can shift your focus from chaos to calm. Building resilience is like fortifying your burrow. Establishing routines, practicing positive thinking, showing yourself compassion, and leaning on your support system are all ways to strengthen your ability to bounce back from life's challenges. Remember, dear listener, calmness is not about avoiding the storm, but about finding peace within it. By embracing these techniques, you'll be better equipped to handle whatever chaos comes your way. Thank you so much for hopping along with me on this journey to finding calm in chaos. I hope you found some helpful nuggets to nibble on and that you'll try out these techniques in your daily life. Remember, it's all about finding your carrot of calm and holding on to it, no matter how wild things get. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to 12 Hop Flop so you never miss out on our next adventure. And I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment or review to let me know what you thought, or share your own tips for staying calm. Your feedback helps make this little rabbit's heart hop with joy. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep hopping along.